Lesson 2. Studying the Scriptures. Introduction. This lesson will help students deepen their understanding of the importance of studying the Scriptures daily. Students will also learn about the blessings of studying the Book of Mormon and become familiar with effective Scripture study skills. Suggestions for teaching. Note. Encourage students to study the Scriptures daily. Few things teachers do will have a more powerful and long-lasting influence for good in the lives of students than helping them learn from and love the Scriptures and study them daily. Teachers can set an example of daily Scripture study. They can also help students be accountable for their daily study by using an appropriate tracking system that measures their consistency and progress. Studying the Scriptures daily. Ask students to think about times when they or someone they know have worked to develop a skill or ability. Consider inviting one or two students to demonstrate a musical or athletic ability that they have developed. When trying to develop a skill or ability, how might the result of practicing once per week compare to the results of practicing daily? Why might daily practice make an important difference? If you developed a particular skill or ability to a high degree through daily practice, but then stopped practicing, what could eventually happen? How might you relate this to daily Scripture study? Explain that according to Mosiah 1, King Benjamin taught his sons the importance of studying the Scriptures. Ask a student to read Mosiah 1, 3, and 5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for words or phrases that indicate what would have happened to the Nephites if they had not studied the Scriptures. What would have happened to the Nephites if they had not studied the Scriptures? You might consider reading Omni 1:17 with students to compare what happened to the people of Zarahemla, whose ancestors did not bring the Scriptures with them when they left Jerusalem. Ask a student to read aloud the following statement by President Thomas S. Monson. Invite the class to listen for the blessings that can come from daily Scripture study. Quote, "Spending time each day in Scripture study will, without doubt, strengthen our foundations of faith and our testimony of truth." End quote. From How Firm a Foundation, Ensign Orleahona, November 2006. What principle can we learn based on this teaching by President Monson? Using students' words, write on the board a principle similar to the following. If we study the Scriptures daily, we can strengthen our faith and testimonies. Point out that even though we may fully intend to study the Scriptures, sometimes we may allow other priorities to distract us from studying the Scriptures daily. What advice would you give to help someone develop a habit of daily Scripture study? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "Given the hectic pace of our lives, good intentions and simply hoping to find the time for meaningful Scripture study are not sufficient. My experience suggests that a specific and scheduled time set aside each day, and as much as possible, a particular place for study, greatly increase the effectiveness of our searching in and study of the Scriptures." End quote. From Because We Have Them Before Our Eyes, New Era, April 2006. Ask students to think of a time when they have studied the Scriptures regularly. Invite them to consider how their faith and testimonies were strengthened as a result. Invite a few students to share their experiences with the class. Invite students to set a goal to study the Scriptures daily. You might suggest that they write this goal in their class notebooks or Scripture study journals, along with a plan including where and when they will study. Reading the text for the course. Note: encourage students to read the text for the course. The standard works are inspired writings that contain doctrines and principles of the gospel. They illustrate God's dealings with mankind and teach about the atonement of Jesus Christ. They are important individually and collectively, as they give a greater understanding of the gospel and the plan of salvation prepared by our Father in heaven. Teachers and students should read and study the entire Book of Mormon during this course. Ask a student to read aloud the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson. Invite the class to listen for blessings President Benson promised to those who begin a serious study of the Book of Mormon. Quote, "It is not just that the Book of Mormon teaches us truth, though it indeed does that. It is not just that the Book of Mormon bears testimony of Christ, though it indeed does that too. But there is something more. There is a power in the book which will begin to flow into your lives the moment you begin a serious study of the book. You will find greater power to resist temptation. You will find the power to avoid deception. You will find the power to stay on the straight and narrow path. The scriptures are called the words of life, and nowhere is that more true than it is of the Book of Mormon. When you begin to hunger and thirst after those words, you will find life in greater and greater abundance." End quote. From the Book of Mormon, Keystone of Our Religion, Ensign Orleahona, October 2011. According to President Benson, what blessings can we experience from studying the Book of Mormon? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. If we study the Book of Mormon, we will have greater power to resist temptation, avoid deception, and stay on the straight and narrow path. In what ways can studying the Book of Mormon give us greater power to resist temptation, avoid deception, and stay on the straight and narrow path? When have you experienced these or other blessings from studying the Book of Mormon? Share your testimony that the Book of Mormon gives us greater power to resist temptation, avoid deception, and stay on the straight and narrow path. Explain that one of the expectations for this seminary course of study is that students read the entire Book of Mormon. This is a requirement to receive a seminary diploma. Invite students to set a goal to read the entire Book of Mormon before the end of this seminary course. You might suggest that students calculate the number of pages they would need to read each day in order to finish the Book of Mormon by the end of the course. Developing Scripture Study Skills. Remind the class of the skills and abilities that students mentioned or demonstrated at the beginning of this lesson. What might be the result if you practiced daily to develop a skill or ability, but you practiced with little focus or effort? How might you relate this to daily Scripture study? Explain that in seminary, students will learn an effective pattern for studying the Scriptures that they can also follow at home. This pattern begins with seeking to understand the context and content of the Scriptures, which includes understanding the background and settings of the accounts, as well as the meaning of words, phrases, and teachings. What can we do to gain a better understanding of the background and setting of Scripture passages? Students may mention looking up the meaning of difficult or unfamiliar words, examining the surrounding text, reading chapter summaries at the beginning of chapters, or searching the footnotes for explanations and cross-references. Be sure to mention these practices if students do not mention them. To model one method for understanding the context of a Scripture passage, invite a student to read 3 Nephi 17:1 through 5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for who is speaking and who is being spoken to. In the account, who is speaking? Who is receiving the message? What happened before the events in this account? See the chapter summaries for 3 Nephi chapters 8 through 16. How does your knowledge of this background influence your understanding of why the people wanted the Savior to stay a little longer? Emphasize that when students understand the background and setting of a Scripture account, they are better prepared to identify and understand the doctrines and principles it contains. Explain that doctrines and principles are eternal, unchanging truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ that provide direction for our lives. They are the lessons that ancient prophets intended us to learn from the events, stories, and sermons they recorded in the Scriptures. Point out that some writers in the Scriptures used phrases such as, "thus we see," or words such as, "therefore," to point directly to doctrines and principles. Many doctrines and principles, however, are not stated so directly in the Scriptures. Instead, these truths are implied and are illustrated through the accounts, teachings, and parables recorded in the Scriptures. To help students learn to identify doctrines and principles that are not directly stated, suggest that as they read, they ask themselves questions such as the following. What did the writer intend for us to learn from this story? What truths are taught in this passage of Scripture? To help students practice identifying doctrines and principles, invite a student to read 3 Nephi 17:6 through 9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for doctrines and principles that we can learn from these verses. What doctrines and principles can we learn from 3 Nephi 17:6 through 9? Students' responses should reflect the following truths. The Savior feels great compassion for us. Jesus Christ can heal all kinds of afflictions. As we come unto Jesus Christ in faith, we can experience His healing power. Write these truths on the board. Explain that once we have identified a doctrine or principle, it is important that we seek to understand what it means and how we might apply it in our lives. As an example, invite students to ponder ways in which they or their family members may be in need of the Savior's compassion and healing power. Point out that as we seek to understand how to apply a doctrine or principle in our lives, the Holy Ghost can help us feel its truth and importance. This can also occur as we ponder, write about, or share experiences concerning how we obtained a testimony of a doctrine or principle. As an example, consider inviting students to respond to the following question in their class notebooks or study journals. When have you or someone you know experienced the Savior's compassion and healing power? Invite one or more students to share what they wrote. You may also want to share an experience. Explain that understanding and feeling the truth and importance of doctrines and principles increases our desire to apply them in our lives. Application takes place when we do something about the doctrines and principles we have learned. How might we apply or act on the doctrines and principles we identified in 3 Nephi 17:6 through 9? Emphasize that when we act on the principles we learn, we will have a greater opportunity to feel the Holy Spirit confirm the truth of those principles. This is the real value of the knowledge gained from Scripture study. Help students see that whenever they study the Scriptures, one of their main goals should be to improve their efforts to live the gospel and draw nearer to the Lord. Conclude by reviewing the truths students identified in this lesson. Invite students to apply these truths by choosing to develop a habit of daily Scripture study and by choosing to read the entire Book of Mormon during this seminary course of study. Commentary and background information. Studying the Scriptures daily. President Thomas S. Monson admonished the youth of the church to study the Scriptures each day. Quote, "To the youth of the church, I say, if you haven't done so, develop now a habit of daily Scripture study." End quote. From Stand as a Light, Ensign Orleahona, August 2015. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles emphasized the importance that daily Scripture study should have in our lives. Quote, "Don't yield to Satan's lie that you don't have time to study the Scriptures. Choose to take time to study them. Feasting on the words of God each day is more important than sleep, school, work, television shows, video games, or social media. You may need to reorganize your priorities to provide time for the study of the Word of God. If so, do it." End quote. From Make the Exercise of Faith Your First Priority, Ensign Orleahona, November 2014. Reading the text for the course. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught about benefits of reading an entire book of Scripture sequentially. Quote, "The Scriptures contain the words of Christ and are a reservoir of living water to which we have ready access and for which we can drink deeply and long. Reading a book of Scripture from beginning to end initiates the flow of living water into our lives by introducing us to important stories, gospel doctrines, and timeless principles. This approach also enables us to learn about major characters in the Scriptures and the sequence, timing, and context of the events and teachings. Reading the written word in this way exposes us to the breadth of a volume of Scripture. End quote. From A Reservoir of Living Water, Brigham Young University Devotional, February 2007. Supplemental Teaching Ideas. Scripture Study Skills. The following skills will help students in their Scripture study. Consider printing a copy of the following handout for students and encouraging them to take it home and refer to it as needed to help them increase the effectiveness of their personal Scripture study. Please refer to the handout, Scripture Study Skills, in the manual. Definitions. Some of the words that ancient prophets used are not familiar to us. The Bible Dictionary, footnotes in the Scriptures, and a regular dictionary can help us learn the definitions of words and recognize synonyms to those words. Try using this Scripture study skill with the word Messiah in 1 Nephi 10, 4-17. Name substitution. To help you relate doctrines and principles from the Scriptures to your life, substitute your name for a name in the Scriptures. Try using this Scripture study skill with Nephi's name in 1 Nephi 1:1. Cross-references. Often one Scripture passage can clarify or explain a phrase or concept found in a different passage. To help unlock the meaning of a Scripture passage, link Scripture passages to each other by using the footnotes, the index, the topical guide, or the guide to the Scriptures. Practice this skill by reading 3 Nephi 12:28 and then reading Doctrine and Covenants 42:23. How does Doctrine and Covenants 42:23 add to your understanding of 3 Nephi 12:28? In the margin next to 3 Nephi 12:28, consider writing a note to see Doctrine and Covenants 42:23. Cause and effect. To help you identify gospel principles in the Scriptures, look for if-then and because-therefore relationships. Try using this skill with 2 Nephi 1:9. Keywords. Words and phrases like behold, wherefore, because, nevertheless, or thus we see are invitations to stop and look for specific messages. Try using this skill with Helaman 6, 35-36. Scripture lists. The Scriptures often contain lists of things such as instructions or warnings. When you find lists, consider numbering each element. Try using this skill with Alma 26, 22. Setting. Determining who is speaking in a Scripture passage, whom he or she is speaking to, and what he or she is speaking about, and when and where the event is occurring, can increase your understanding of the Scripture context. Try using this skill by looking for the setting for Alma 32, 21 through 43, in Alma 31, 1 and 6 through 11, and Alma 32, 1 through 6. Contrasts. The Scriptures often contrast ideas, events, and people. These contrasts emphasize gospel principles. Look for contrasts in single verses, in chapters, and across chapters and books. Try this skill with 2 Nephi 2:27 and Alma 48:1 through 17. Visualization. Look for descriptive details that can help you create a mental picture as you read. Imagine being present at events described in the Scriptures. This can strengthen your testimony of the reality of what you read in the Scriptures. Try this skill with Enos 1, 1 through 8. Symbolism. Words and phrases such as like, as, or likened unto can help you identify symbols. Look beyond a symbol by exploring its nature and pondering its attributes. Scripture study aids such as footnotes, the Bible dictionary, the topical guide, or the Guide to the Scriptures can help you interpret some symbols. Try using this study skill with Helaman 8, 14 through 15, including the footnotes to those verses. Pondering. Pondering includes thinking, meditating, asking questions, and evaluating what you know and what you have learned. Pondering often helps us understand what we need to do to apply gospel principles. As you ponder during your personal scripture study, consider asking questions such as the following. What does the Lord want me to do with this knowledge? How will my life be better if I do this? Try using this study skill by pondering how you could apply the principle Nephi teaches in 1 Nephi 17:3. Applying. As you identify and understand doctrines and principles found in the Scriptures, you can gain deeper knowledge by acting on the truths you have discovered. Jesus Christ said that, quote, "If any man will do Heavenly Father's will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself," end quote. From John 7:17. Look for opportunities to apply what you learn as you study the Scriptures on your own. Video presentation. Book of Mormon. Messages from Heaven. Before you ask students to share experiences about times when studying the Scriptures regularly strengthened their faith and testimony, you might consider showing them the video Book of Mormon, Messages from Heaven, available on LDS.org. This video portrays interviews with several youth from Eastern Europe who accepted the challenge to read the Book of Mormon for 20 minutes every day. Before showing the video, ask students to look for how the testimonies and faith of the youth in the video were influenced by their daily study of the Book of Mormon. After the video, ask students to report what they learned. Video presentation, Scripture's Legacy. To help students further develop their understanding of the blessings of daily Scripture study, you might consider showing the video Scripture's Legacy Extended Broadcast Version, available on LDS.org. Because of the length of this production, you might find it helpful to show only the parts that you feel will be most beneficial for your students. To help keep students engaged, consider pausing at the following spots and discussing the questions listed. Please refer to the time codes and the questions listed in the manual.